There are a variety of applications that you can buy that will give you that information. People download it, and they think they know where the application came from, and they don't. Because where was it downloaded from? From the air. You don't know who wrote the application, and yet you're following it. It's probably some grad student living in Wisconsin who needs 10 bucks an hour and is spending half the day masturbating. Oh yeah, son of a bitch, I'll tell you where you can find sushi, asshole. Meanwhile, people are walking all around you, and they actually live in the neighborhood. You could ask 10 of them. And then you could go eat at the sushi place, and if you don't like it, you know who told you, and you can beat the shit out of them. There's only one application that I really want. I need it for when I'm at the airport, because I spend way too much time there, and it doesn't work out well for me. I believe when you read in the paper about me, it'll be something to the effect of noted comedian found shitting on conveyor belt. I just want you to think kindly of me. Because I can't handle it. I can't. I'm there too much. And when you have to, on an almost daily basis, watch people who are flying out of the airport who maybe take a trip once or twice a year and just don't get it. Where you hear questions like, well, why can't I bring my lawnmower? I left the gasoline at home. The TSA is bombarded with people on a daily basis, and all I want to do is help them out. I think the federal government should download the list of names of all the terrorists and would-be terrorists and their photos if they have them. Or if they're on Facebook, even better, because you can never have too many friends. So that I can sit there and keep an eye out for these bastards. But, you know, right after the terrorist with the explosives strapped around his dick. And let me just say, I would have liked to have been a fly on the wall when they convinced him to blow his dick off. Seriously, that is a seminar. Tony Robbins, my ass.